have to cut out every reference to Big Fatty.
Why?
Or he's going to think we're doing it to try to get on his opening.
It is. It's shameless promotion to get on his opening.
I'll talk about the Nutcracker.
Ow. All we have to do is say Big Fatty. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
No, we're going to go one whole episode without saying his name.
It's impossible.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's going to think we're doing it to try to get on the Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3732. I say chew. The BFO for Wednesday, the 25th of May, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and there was something in the Villa Mailbox. Oh, Big Fatty, the chicken is here. Oh, are you choking that chicken? No, I'm not. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your gift at us today because, y'all, Big Fatty received not one but two, I say, chew gift ads on Monday afternoon. But, y'all, it happened after I had already recorded the two, I say, Tuesday a little show. And y'all, also today, y'all, can you believe it's been 5 months since Crema and Big Fatty? And with these two gift ads, it's like Crema now. Yes, Big Fatty. Today, the 25th of May, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he had an anniversarium on Monday, which we talked about here on the little show. Y'all, he's just one of the nicest people that you'll ever want to meet. Y'all, Mr. He's the official kerfuffle correspondent of the BFO. Unsubscribed. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Jimmy Bear. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Bear. It's true. And I think Jimmy Bear recommended the Worthington for Big Fatty to stay at when he went to the Fort Leatherdale. Big Fatty. Y'all, then our second. Our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's former number one fan of the BFO. And y'all used to live in the Danbury, but not there anymore. Y'all, just drop down like a hot coal. Yes, Big Fatty, drop down like a hot coal. I've met him at when he was in Danbury. Y'all went to his New Year's Eve party, and y'all, I've been invited each year to the Meetapalooza, except this year, Big Fatty, you didn't get invited this year. I didn't, but I see Mr. Cackles going, so he can represent me this year. I am talking about the one and only husband of the Flop Foe, y'all, it's Brian in the Berry. We love Brian in the Berry. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Jimmy Bear or Brian in the Berry on the Twitty or the Metaspace, Big Fatty, you almost said Face Space. I did. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Well, you know, Big Fatty, you know the Flop Foe is going to make some kind of special cake. Oh, Big Fatty, I wish I had a piece now.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, guys, and y'all, just a reminder that later tonight, Wednesday night, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, you know that's the only time zone that matters, y'all. It's the finale of the Survivor and the reunion. Y'all, it's down to Jonathan and Lindsay and Mike and Marianne and Romeo. And I think Jonathan should win because he's just been, he's truly, he's hot is what he is. But y'all, I would not be surprised if Mike or Marianne won, but I'm hoping for Jonathan, Romeo doesn't have a chance. No, Big Fatty. Alex is probably cheering for Romeo because he always chooses the LGBT plus players. And y'all, by the way, y'all, do you play the Wordle? Do you see Alex Lefebvre on the Wordle? Y'all, Tuesday, got it in two words, y'all. I couldn't believe it. And one moment, please. And let's see. Anyway, it plans to be an exciting finale. At the end of yesterday's little show, I gave a little teaser, and y'all, so let's just go ahead and do this. It's time for Granny's Cruise Ship Update. And now, with the update on Granny and his cruise ship annex, is Granny. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And, Big Fatty, it sounds like he's on a Mexican cruise. I don't know when it was. I guess it was Monday morning. I got a FaceTime call from Granny, and y'all, he's sitting in his living room. I said, I thought you were in Bermuda trying on shorts. And he says, no, The ship got back this morning, and I wasn't on the next one going out Monday afternoon. So, y'all, he's going to be at Friday at Fatty's this week. Y'all, by the way, we're having brufkus. What am I trying to say? Then he gets on the ship again, going out Saturday. Granny's loving it and hadn't lost all of his money in the casino, but he's a big fan. He's like your youngest daughter, Nessa. It's true. Anyway, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, just piddled around the villa here, did a few little things, caught up on a couple of the TV programs. Y'all, I grilled boneless barbecue ribs and those bacon and cheddar sausages. I think I mentioned that to you yesterday. And y'all, I had that for my supper. I know I told you I made the... What am I trying to say? The Brussels sprouts. And Big Fatty, you'll be tooting the rest of the week. The Nips stopped by for a little bit. We had a nice little visit. He headed out. And I'm watching the news. You know, that's the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. But y'all, she's off, and that John Dickerson, I like John Dickerson also, he was filling in, so I watched that, and the Jeopardy, y'all, it's the Jeopardy, the guy that's on there, y'all, he's big as a house, but he's smart. I think he's very nice. He's a gentle Ben, if you will. I'm very impressed with his knowledge. then y'all, I turned on the Hatlanta Braves game that just got it all set up, and I was sitting down to watch it, and y'all, in walks young Nicholas stopped by. Y'all, it was about 8 o'clock. He had just gotten off work, and so he stopped by, had a little cocktail, we chatted. I didn't see him at all last week, so we had a lot to catch up on. He wanted to know about the visit to the anyway, it was a good visit. Short visit, though. He was here less than an hour. Because y'all had to get back home to go to bed, so he didn't go back to work. Y'all, let's see. After that, I don't know what I did after that. Oh, y'all, I watched The Holy Moly. Do you watch The Holy Moly? Y'all, it's lovely. It's just lovely, I tell you. It's like, y'all remember the Wipeout where they jumped on the big balls? It's like the Wipeout, except it's with putt-putt golf. If you can watch this show and not kerfuffle, then there's something wrong with you. But slept like a baby on Monday night, got up on Tuesday. Y'all just woke up about 5:30, got up and TT'd. Y'all, I've been waking up, but it's not because I need to TT. I'm awake and I go, well, I might as well get up and TT. Got up and had my brufkus, read the newspaper, did the Sudoku, did my morning nipple walk around the big circle. Came back, got my share, and here I am recording the little show. But y'all, yesterday afternoon, after I had recorded, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Yeah, see, y'all got two packages. Y'all, the first one is from Mr. Cackle. And y'all, as I'm opening this, y'all, I'm having to get the scissors out. Y'all, I'm worried sick. Worried sick, I tell you, about Patty Bacon. Once again, she has vanished. Vanished. But y'all, let's just see what Mr. Cackle has sent. Oh, wait, there's a little piece of paper in here. And let's see what it says. Oh, Big Fatty, look. It says, I'm sorry that you live in a third world country. Big Fatty, he spelled it C-U-N-T. He did. That doesn't sell proper food. Also, enjoy my butthole, Mr. Cake. Y'all, it is. Y'all, it is indeed. It is. I had a feeling this is what it was going to be. It is indeed the Honey Barbecue Chex Mix. And y'all, Mr. Cackle, I'm going to, because I know you'd want Steve the Tater to hear me taste the Honey Barbecue Chex Mix, but y'all, I'm just going to reach my hand down in here and just have a little. That's good. That's real good. Mr. Cackle, I can see why you're addicted to that. Mm. And y'all, then the second one, y'all, I believe this one is going to be from Miss Beaver, because she said that she was sick. Oh, what is this? Oh! Y'all, it's, let me get the card here. It says, since Squeaky Kitty is giving up the ghost, one of the sheep, Sergrun, volunteered to join the villa so Squeaky Kitty can retire and start her plaid shirt collection and buy Apple products and healthy shoes from Kim and the Beavers. And y'all, this is the cutest thing. This is the cutest thing. Oh, Big Fatty, it squeaks. It's Squeaky Sheepy. Oh, Big Fatty, that's as cute as it can be. Y'all, it's absolutely the cutest thing ever. Big Fatty, the Squeaky Kitty, you get to retire. Oh, Big Fatty, that may have been his last squeak. Oh, so, y'all, I'll put a picture of Squeaky Sheepy. Sheepy? Y'all, it don't get better. I'll put a picture of Squeaky Sheepy and the Chex Mix and Mr. Cackle's butthole up on at noon tomorrow over there at the WWW. And Kim and Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that. It really is like it's Grandma Day here in the villa. With all of that, and y'all, with that, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Big Fatty, I love Squeaky Sheepy. It's true. Big Fatty, he's as cute. He's soft, too. Oh, Big Fatty, he likes me. Oh, Big Fatty and Squeaky Sheepy. Okay, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the voice from over there at the enormous little show. Y'all, KC is visiting his grandmother's old home. Y'all, you can tell it's they stepped into the Wayback Machine, didn't you, KC?
He's going to think we're doing it to try to get on the Big Fatty.
Oh, you can get on the Big Fatty anytime you want. Just have a seat, a special chair, no waiting.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.